Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for the short series, Whose Birthday?, featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the Advent Christmas Annual for Families and Congregations, called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive lifestyle. We have produced a real treasure trove of audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We do not solicit or accept cash donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. We do promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. That's at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what we spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthday, etc., to national, local, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to, 1, challenge consumerism, 2, live justly, and 3, celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas. When consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas?, and many more. Check out our extensive resource list. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This short series is completely different from last year's really big Whose Birthday series, which, by the way, is still available on our site if you missed it or would like to hear it again. Visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. Learn more about us in episodes 1 and 2. In this episode, I present the audio adaptation of our well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have numerous guest voices and writers, including Daniel Berrigan, William Sloan Coffin, Susan Briel, Art Simon, Susan Vogt, and many others. Links to some of the writers' websites and sources of their books are given in the show notes. Likewise, links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. The calendar, by the way, in this podcast corresponds with 2014. I'll let you in on a little secret. All 4 episodes of this series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the preview and backup index. If you don't want to wait for each of these to be released on iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for each episode are there too, so you'll know what each episode contains. The series comes from edition number 18 of Whose Birthday, which is based on liturgical cycle B, that is, the Gospel of Mark, the same as this Advent and Christmas season. December 28th, Sunday, Christmas 1, or Holy Family Sunday. Read and meditate on Isaiah 61, verses 10 through chapter 62, verse 3, Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7, and or Luke 2, verses 22 through 40. Share the reflection for this day in Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Also, December 28th is Holy Innocence Day. From very early in its history, the Church set aside this day to remember the massacre of children in Bethlehem by Herod's jealousy of the newborn king of the Jews. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus escaped to Egypt. Thousands of others did not. Think of the vulnerability of children today. Consider organizing a letter-writing campaign on behalf of hungry children. volunteer at a local shelter for abused women and children, pray for children at risk. December 29th, how do you feel about war and military intervention? When, if ever, is war just? How might world conflicts be handled peacefully? Write down your ideas and send them to a world leader. December 30th, the family at New Year's. New Year's is a time to assess the past, then look ahead and begin again. A family can thank God for times when they have lived up to their own expectations and dream new dreams when they have not. Planning together, even informally, for the upcoming months adds a new dimension of expectation to days ahead. December 31st, New Year's Eve. Listen empathetically to each other and encourage one another, as it says in Hebrews 10, verse 25. Tell your family that no blaming or judgment comments are allowed. Do not judge, so you may not be judged. That comes from Matthew 7, verse 1. To do this, appoint someone as gatekeeper, alert to quickly rule any such expressions out of bounds. Spark the discussion by asking, first, what has been the high point of the year for our family? Next, what is the best thing our family did together this year? And the worst? Next, what is the best thing that happened to you personally? Or the worst? Next, what is your biggest disappointment? Next, how have you changed? Next, who was the most important person in your life this year and why? Next, what is the one thing you wish you could have done differently? And next, what are you most thankful for right now? Encourage gratitude for things everyone tends to take for granted, such as music, eyesight, hearing, or Christmas trees and cranberries, or eggs and toast for breakfast. At midnight, bring in the new year by holding hands and saying the Lord's Prayer aloud. January 1st, New Year's Day. Maybe an adult or teenager can be enlisted to begin a family diary or record small and large happenings, celebrations, personal thoughts, opinions overheard, and changes around the home during the coming year. Then read the accounts when the family gathers next New Year's. The writing will likely stir a good time of conversation when almost forgotten events are relived. January 2nd, New Year's resolution. Give a clutter tithe, that is, a pledge to give away 10% of your stuff and not replace it. January 3rd, read Micah 4, verse 3 through 5. Draw a balm on it. Write one thing that keeps your world from knowing peace. Draw a gun or rifle. On it, write one fear that keeps you from knowing peace. How can you work for both world and inner peace? January 4th. How can we live more in peace with creation? On separate pieces of paper, list ways you can refuse purchasing certain items, ways you can reuse or recycle items, and ways you can renew the damaged environment. January 5th. We're on a journey with God. Greed is not a part of God's itinerary. In retrospect, in what ways does the commercialization of Christmas impose greed in our lives and tempt us to try to change God's itinerary? January 6th, Epiphany. Read and meditate on Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6, Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 12, and or Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. Share the reflection for this day in Whose Birthday Is It, Anyway? The Magi shared treasures with baby Jesus. How can we share our treasures of time, money, and skills with those around us? Give the money in your giving can to the organization you chose to support. The reflection for Epiphany is called Epiphany Gifts by Lutheran pastor Susan Briel.
I made this for you.
Merry Christmas.
Do you like it?
I love you.
Blessed Epiphany. Human beings give gifts. I have saved swirling finger paint abstracts, crayon drawings of people whose arms and legs sprout directly from their heads, and squiggly attempts at making numbers, all gifts from my daughters. One slip of paper bears the first written words of my firstborn child, me for mama. In the beginning, a child's every artistic work is an epiphany, the revealing of her heart's desire, a gift of herself to her beloved mother, father, sister, friend. On these holy days, we give the gift of ourselves to our beloved ones, hoping that what we give will be received, our love cherished and returned, our apology accepted, and forgiveness granted. Gratitude expressed and heard, sympathy bestowed, joy shared. Offering gifts always includes the risk of rejection. Yet offer we do, for we yearn to reach beyond ourselves to another, gift by gift, word by word, strand by strand, weaving the web that creates human community. This is for you, we say, meaning, I am for you. As in the beginning, God gives gifts. The whole universe, including our lives, is a gift constantly flowing from the Creator of sun and moon and star-filled night. On this day, the Feast of Epiphany, we celebrate the gift that reveals God's inmost heart, a heart beating with mercy and overflowing with love. God gives the beloved Son to every child of earth. Risking rejection, betrayal, and death, Jesus comes among us, giving himself to us and to the whole world. I am with you, he says, meaning, I am God for you. On this feast day, God invites us to become what we receive, living gifts, the presence of Christ, an epiphany of mercy in the world.
Discussion questions. How have you seen love shown this season?
What would the gift of your heart look like to another person?
You are God's living gift. What do others see in that gift?
Where does God's love gift need to be seen in today's world?
Susan Briel, a Lutheran pastor, serves as an associate with the Valparaiso Project on the Education and Formation of People in Faith. She and her husband, Martin Wells, live in Spokane, Washington, where they anticipate receiving their daughters on Epiphany.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings at Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember the poor, the sick, and the old. Your love for all people is worth more than gold. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make freedom and peace and mercy your aim. Christ came at Christmas to set hearts aflame. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Stop in each room of the house and invite Jesus' love and warmth into each room. Commit to live as a gift to Jesus rather than for ourselves.
Celebrating Epiphany by Barbara Howard of Mooresville, North Carolina.
Recently, friends Jeff and Virginia Wagner taught us how they celebrate the Epiphany each year in their family. As they prepare for the Epiphany, the three Nativity Magi travel around their home, simulating the journey to the Christ child. On the Epiphany, the Magi join the Holy Family at the Nativity, carrying their gifts. The kids dress as Magi this day, and after lighting their own candle from the Advent wreath or central nativity candle, they process around the house singing We Three Kings. They stop in each room of the house and invite Jesus' love and warmth into each room. This year, they shared their celebration with a small group at church with a few added ideas. Before approaching the nativity, each child wrote what gift they would like to offer Jesus for the year. My daughter decided to give what she calls playfulness. For her, it means to play games other kids would like to play instead of always playing what she would like to play. My youngest wrapped up one of her new baby bottles to present to Jesus. The adults participated as well. Personally, This exercise of thinking about what gift I have to offer Jesus has been a spiritually stirring experience. It's also a great way for young and old to realize the power of Jesus' love in our everyday lives, and to commit to live as a gift to Jesus rather than for ourselves. After presenting our gifts written on paper, we lit a candle and processed through the church to the parking lot, singing We Three Kings. We then took our candles home and walked through the house, inviting Jesus into each and every room. The drive home is also another way to share the story of the three magi. Take a different route home. Just today, when reading a sign on the side of the road asking, "What are your New Year's resolutions?" I realized that I made mine on January 6th, not January 1st. What personal gift do you give to Jesus this year? And how will you remember each and every day to share that gift with your neighbor? Thank you, Jeff and Virginia.
Celebrating Epiphany was shared by Barbara Howard of Mooresville, North Carolina.
Organized in 1973 as a protest against the commercialization of Christmas, Alternatives encourages people of faith to examine and challenge our consumer society. The alluring and seductive yet empty promises of advertising and strong cultural pressures at Christmas and throughout the year lead many to live and celebrate in ways that are neither fulfilling nor joyful.
We proclaim that celebrations and living can indeed be what we hope for. Joy to the world need not be an empty promise.
We welcome people to join us in our efforts.
Alternatives is a nonprofit educational organization that works with numerous Protestant denominations and Catholic dioceses to provide and distribute materials on responsible living, social justice, and peace. In addition to the Whose Birthday booklet, we offer Christmas resources for churches and home. Also Lenten materials, videos on responsibly celebrating Christmas and challenging consumerism, a wedding packet, a toolbook for activists, shy or bold, a collection of graphics and quotations.
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to this year's online edition of Whose Birthday. It will be updated as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Or personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Or family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. We get positive responses to this podcast and our blogs. I'll present them in a future episode. In the meanwhile, read them on the Simple Living Works website. The address is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org or simplelivingworks@yahoo.com or on our Facebook page or on our Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog several times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. We hope you'll read and subscribe. The Simple Living Works blog is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, but the subject is the same. Much of the Whose Birthday series is also available in Spanish. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of Alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, makes copies of each resource produced by Alternatives available by request at a nominal cost. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. We want to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. You can also subscribe to my other podcast, The Common Good Podcast, at iTunes. Remember to like us on Facebook. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to John Pitney and Earth Mama for our show theme music. Find details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Click on About. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage at simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. Learn to live simply so others can live.